console.
Well, and from what I heard, Anthem as well, to say, hey,
it's close enough, you know, if you can do any better, then, you know, you give them the opportunity to, and yes, we can do it.
And tell me again, United Health. The main thing, I guess, is the emergency room.
Well, with United, the main thing's the price.
I'm sorry. Between Anthem and United. United's a lot more expensive. Anthem has emergency room after deductible.
Has the emergency room after the deductible, slightly higher out of pocket, and then tier four drugs, which, you know, anything you see advertised on TV, right? That's basically what those are. Those would be significantly more expensive at $250 versus $100.
And there's no way to have you either pick Cox Health Systems or you pick Anthem.
Correct. It's Cox Health Plans, technically, which was owned by Cox Health Systems.
Sorry,
but
Cox
they are an insurance carrier. So, yes, we have to have one insurance carrier or the other. It's not an opportunity or an option for us to be able to just say, here's three different carriers, choose whichever one you want.
Right. The employees can't pick 25, pick this one, and 35, pick that one.
And there are some very, very large employers that perhaps that kind of an opportunity might exist, but you get a spread of risk, and, you know, whoever's got the richest plan, that's where all the sick people are going to go. Whoever's got the least expensive, not as high benefit plan, that's where all the people who don't have health conditions are going to go, and it's hard to price that.
But with the Anthem, if they reach an agreement with Cox Health, the way I understand it, then you would have all three, correct?
If they get an agreement with Mercy.
If they get an agreement
with
Mercy.
They have Cox,
then
and they're not currently under negotiation.
Right.
But with Anthem, you would have Cox, Mercy, and Barnes in the essential network, I think they call it.
Currently. Unless they don't come to an agreement.
If they don't come to an agreement, yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we're sitting here and they're doing this number, and maybe we'll have an update we can give you after we attend our functions. The top brass from Anthem is coming down to Springfield tomorrow and having a dinner and then a little broker forum the next day. And so maybe we'll get some more information there.
I think it would only make sense to give you the leeway to go back and try to deal with both of them again. And what you have offered here is something that the employees have wanted to have a choice.
And it is. I think that the commission, just for your perspective, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but with Anthem, to get the network that doesn't have Mercy, it's 10% lower. And so really the reality is, as a commission, if I'm sitting in your chair, is it worth 10% extra to have Mercy included? And that's generally about what it is. And there's not a right answer to that question. That's just rhetorical. Is it worth 10% to have them both versus to only have Cox? There were some Mercy-only options, but now they've already gotten rid of several of those contracts, and so there's not really a whole lot to do there with Anthem. But that, from your perspective, going forward, if you do go with programs that have both of them, it's going to be about 10% more to be on those programs than if you go with one.
If we were to choose to go with Anthem and then they don't make a deal with Mercy, would we then automatically get to go to that lower level?
You could choose the other network, but again, you lose Barnes when you do that.
Anthem has no rate cap, correct?
Anthem has no rate cap. And that'll certainly be part of the discussions when we come back next time. I mean, maybe they'll offer one in this round. I've not seen them do it before.
Now, as it is, this is just from people that have a Mercy doctor or something. They can still go to the Mercy with the insurance we have. They can still go to the doctor, but it's an out-of-network, and we pay us a certain amount, but they pay the basic, they pay the cost.
Yeah.
And my experience has been is then that hospital also works with them and might lower that cost. Is that
Oftentimes, if they know that you're going in and you're using them out of network, they oftentimes medical providers have a cash price, right? So if you walk up without insurance mm-hmm. whatsoever, then they'll give you a different price than whatever you have insurance. It's a little frustrating for those of us that pay for insurance because mm-hmm. that it just costs more to buy insurance. But sometimes they will give you the cash price as if you don't have insurance to do that, and it just really varies by doctor, by provider.
Even on the in-network providers, there may be some providers that contract with Cox Health Plans that don't with Anthem and vice versa. So the networks, although they'll be very similar within Cox, there can be some differences.
With Cox Health Plans, and tell me if I shouldn't ask this question, why would they, if they have the ability to go to 12%, why would they only do an 8.2%? And if that's, which then leads into how much concern should we show with no rate cap with Anthem?
My experience with Cox is that whenever they give a rate cap, that they honor it as what it is, which is a cap. And so if you deserve less or they perceive they can give you a better deal, they do, which they've done this year with an 8.2 when they could have gone to 12. Again, to me, a rate cap has value. I mean, there's a point where it's, you have to figure out what that value is to you. But certainly next year's commission will really like having a rate cap in place so that when the auditor's trying to put the budget together, at least they've got a starting place and they know where they are. If you don't have a rate cap, then that's just a question mark in the budget, and then you don't get it until kind of the end, and it can really upend things. With a 12% rate cap, you can also do some benefit tweaks and things to get it down into the upper single digits and kind of shoehorn it into the budget. We've got, we've seen people with, I delivered a 36% increase the other day. Wasn't near as big a recruit as you guys, but I mean, it's out there, and if you have bad claims experience, you're going to get what you're going to get, particularly coming off of a first year. Generally, carriers, again, Anthem knew what Cox's number was when they came out with this number. They've probably cut it pretty much to the quick to get there. Your first year renewal is typically your toughest one when you go with a new carrier because they cut it to the bone to get your business. If there's any further questions on that, then let me know. But Mrs. Gaynor is going to walk through your vision and dental options.
Yes. And it's clear John has our to move forward with what you need to go by.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry, Erica.
No, you are fine. All right. So if you will jump into the second packet we have provided to you, very similar to the medical marketing summary that we just went over, Pam put together one for the dental and vision as well. As a reminder, as we start to discuss these options, I know there was some disruption with Delta Dental a couple years ago when they sent out letters to providers wanting them to sign an exclusive agreement, although at the time the providers caused quite a fuss. A lot of those providers, especially in Branson, ended up signing that exclusive agreement. So as we look at options today, there are several that are lower than what you're currently paying with Delta Dental. However, just know Branson Dental, I believe Chris Willard, and then there is a third one, and we'll run an analysis, but that signed that exclusive agreement. So there would be a huge impact to your members if we are to move away from Delta. So just keep that in mind as we look at these options.
Do you have any idea how long that agreement is in effect?
So they will vary, but from my understanding, each individual provider's contract will vary based on when it renews with Delta. For example, I know based on what we've heard, Chris Willard is looking at the option to possibly partners with others as we speak right now.
He called me the other day and just asked who are the prominent players. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. Hi, Chris. He's listening. So anyway, right now I think they're reviewing their contracts for January 1. And and so I believe Chris shared with me that he had actually sold his practice to another person, but I think he's still there. Mm-hmm. And but that they were looking at maybe expanding their offerings to other carriers and things, and was just trying to get my input on who he might contract with. So I'm sure that's happening in all the dentist's offices.
I would suspect.
Delta Dental on the dental, we'll talk dental first and then we'll jump to vision, is a 5% increase, rate guarantee through December 31st, 2026. And this is the first increase that Delta has given your group, and you moved to Delta in 2021. So, first increase. Once we identify our carrier, there were some requests for enhancements to your dental plan. You guys have a fairly rich dental plan as it exists today because you have a $1,500 annual out-of-pocket maximum. Most dental plans have a $1,000 annual out-of-pocket maximum. However, there were some requests coming from employees of individuals that they had spoken to where the out-of-pocket was higher or the percentages were higher. So we did quote options in case you wanted to allow employees to buy up, similar to what they do on the medical. So when it's mentioned here, dental dual option has a $2,000 OrthoMax. When we jump into the spreadsheet, that's referring to some of the buy-up options that we'll provide. MetLife is coming in at 10% less than your current, with a second and third year rate cap. So very similar to the medical, that can be huge with the dental as well. You were with MetLife prior to moving to Delta Dental. I believe at the time there was some frustration, a little bit around claims and a couple billing issues, but not aware of anything major. There was kind of disruption there when several who went to Park Crest and then Park Crest stopped accepting MetLife. And so, as far as I know, they have not repartnered with MetLife, but they are now also not in network with Delta Dental either, because they chose not to sign the exclusive agreement. MetLife is the one with the strongest out-of-network reimbursement, which is more than likely where I would direct you to look in the event we move away from Delta, knowing that we have several of those providers here that are exclusive with Delta. What does the out-of-network look like with a carrier that we move to, just to protect your employees and give them a higher payment for going out-of-network?
I'd just add real quick, too, from a dental perspective, when you go out-of-network with a medical, there's a big price to pay, right? It's a big penalty. Dental plans, and what Eric is hitting here, too, often are constructed to where there's not nearly as much of a penalty to go out-of-network, right? So you still have pretty good benefits. So that's a pretty good difference between a medical plan and a dental plan.
You pay considerably out the network.
And if they balance bill is a good example, which they have the right to do if you go out of network, whereas if you're in network, they don't. They have to accept what the contract says. Then you can get into some money. But at least the benefit structure is such that it's not near as much of a penalty on a dental plan, typically, as long as you buy it that way, than a medical.
And where it could become a headache for your employees as well, if the dental providers that they seek services with, if they're not in network, will they at least file the claim out of network? Because then that could be a lot of disruption on your employees if some of those provider offices will not do that, meaning the employee would have to self-file the claim themselves.
My experience has been is they file the claim. The company, like Park Crest, files the claim. And it's just a matter of time. It takes Delta quite a while to get your money from them.
And similar to the medical, we can certainly go back to Delta and say, hey, we would like to stay with you. We'd like to continue this partnership. You know, we have these competitive offers from other carriers. Do I think Delta will come off your rates 10% and match MetLife? No. But they could possibly come back and say, hey, we'll hold the current rates to keep the business or something like that. So based on what direction you guys give me here today, we can certainly go back to Delta. As you can see down the list, they're all coming in lower. I will say in the event that we move your medical to Anthem, Anthem does give multi-policy discounts. So if medical, dental, and vision would move to Anthem, they will give you a 2% discount on your medical. And so that is something that I want to point out on this summary.